Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. We're going to have a fun show. Lots of pretty cool stories, Don. One that really I think you might be interested in is 10 reasons you're not catching walleyes. We're going to talk about that later on in the show.
Good. I'm going to talk about snake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are. I know you are. Ava, good to see you.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fantastic, and I think it's going to be a good show. Looking forward to it. You guys hang in there. We will be right back. Here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors. It's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away a trip to four individuals that includes lodging at Loon Lake Waterfall Cabins and fishing the waters of Loon Lake in Ontario, Canada. Join Don and I on this fabulous fishing trip September 16th through the 21st. Just register today through valleyoutdoors.com. Trip sponsored by Camping World of Hugo, the Valley Outdoors Radio, and Loon Lake Waterfall Cabins.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Donald.
Yeah, Ava. It's great to be back.
Yeah, you had a little adventure. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yep.
Kind of cool. Kind of want to jump into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of people that are trying to get, you know, the summer's really getting into the boating and recreational side of things. And people are wanting to pick up personal watercraft and whatever. You know, there's some people that, you know, they've ordered things last year and coming in, they may have come in, but they're coming in missing parts still now, which is crazy, you'd think, right, Don? I mean, if you ordered something a year ago, you think, well, that's easy enough. We should be able to get it and have everything ready to go.
So the supply chain issue hasn't gone away?
The supply chain issue is full force, front and center. And, you know, the big thing, I guess, is what I'm saying. The supply chain issue isn't going to change anytime soon, especially in the recreational side. Everything we get, you're not going to be able to go in and go find something and go, hey, they have one. I can buy it off the floor. It's a rarity at best, unless somebody happens to just say, well, I don't want it anymore, whatever that might be. So really, the point I want to make is to make a good purchase, look at the time frame you want to get it. Plan on having a 6-month lead time. Sometimes it's over a year that you need to have to get these pieces and parts or the unit that you're looking for, whether it's a boat or it's a whatever that might be. And realize too that when you get one of those now, almost every company out there, they're not going to hold pricing on it either. There has pricing costs to go up, and that will be passed on directly to the
consumer,
retail, the retail customer. So understand that going in, and realize too that the retailer wants to get you their product. They want that because they don't get paid until it's delivered. So understand the planning aspect, know what you want. You can stop out and see a lot of different products and try them and sit in them and see what they feel like and, you know, research it. But get your product ordered ahead. Right now, you deal with 2023s. That's what people are ordering now.
Right. You know, it's not a local issue.
No.
Us living in Red Wing, you look online and it's all over. I mean, the whole Midwest has got the same issue.
There's a
dealer here and a dealer there that might have a bolt, but it might not be the one you're looking for.
Right. And it really, it comes down to, Don, it's not just, I mean, not Midwest. It's
national,
all over the U.S.
Yes.
Getting calls from people in California, from Florida, from Texas today, from you name it, where it is, people are wanting these units. But, of course, we're working, and most dealers will work to keep that in that territory because they want to be able to service that customer. But the big problem is you got to take the time and understand that it's going to take time to get that unit. So if you want it by fall, understand and ask that question. Be comfortable with the fact that it's going to take time to get that. So plan ahead when you're looking for outdoor and recreational products, whether it's a boat, a side-by-side, a snowmobile, whatever. You think it's too early now to order a snowmobile? You're wrong. If you're dealing with ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, all those pieces and parts, personal watercraft, there aren't any anywhere. And when you buy a used one, you know what you're going to pay for it. In the used market, be wary of the used market. That is a price that's driven sky high on the open market when people are looking. So if they've got it and you want to buy it, they're going to charge you
premium
plus. So understand that fact. Go out. If you have questions, ask retailers. They will be honest with you as well. So Donald, jumping into fun stuff, you were nice long trip up to the northern hinterlands of Canada?
Well, yeah, we got across the border. We had two groups that were going. The first week was unbelievably miserable. I don't know that in, you know, the 35, 40 years I've been going to Canada, I've run into a week quite like this where it literally rained every day. And the winds, 20 was a low. So you're dealing with the wind and the rain. And we did warm up to like 58 one day.
Oh.
So when you get, you know, that temperature and wind and wet, it's not that comfortable. However, we caught a lot of fish.
Well,
the fishing was really good. We did have one afternoon that we saw that big yellow ball. It was kind of exciting. But we literally
the sun. Okay.
Yeah, we were literally in rain suits the whole week. Now, we took those fellows in. Because we were out 15 miles on an island, we brought those in, and more guys were showing up for the following week. The most beautiful week I've ever had.
And caught fish.
Oh, wow, yeah. The walleyes had kind of slowed up a little bit near the end of the first trip. And every walleye we looked, you know, that we were cleaning to eat, their stomachs were empty. We said the bite's going to come. You know, the feed bag's going to go on. The next day, on Sunday, we had our best day in 2 weeks.
I gotta love that. Yep. That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Well, we've got a lot of fun that you can have up there. We're gonna have a lot more fun coming up with the trip we have coming. I'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll have more Miley Outdoors right after this.